Violence and lack of tourism hurts Christians in the West Bank. A great crate hits a Filipino ministry with Christmas blessing, and the Sino respond enthusiastically to the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death of two Palestinians in a gun battle is just another example of violence in the West Bank that's keeping tourists out of Bethlehem. That's having a direct impact on Palestinian Christians there, says Jeff Tunnicliffe with the World Evangelical Alliance.
Bethlehem is in the West Bank area and has a wall around it, and so it's very difficult for tourists to get in. A year ago, there would be 200 buses going in a day. Today, there's probably 5 buses going in. And many of the Christians are dependent upon the tourist trade for their livelihood.
The problems have forced many Christians to take drastic measures.
Because of the economics, because of the stress they're under, many Christians have had to leave the area. So they're really under pressure. And our concern is that light stays brightly shining in Bethlehem.
The WEA officially accepted Palestinian evangelicals as their 128th member. Pray for these suffering believers that their needs would be met and that they'd be used to point many to Christ. Next, in the 2 years since the tsunami devastated Indonesia's coastline, International Aid's Miles Fish says much has changed. They've been invited in to conduct 2 programs for the government of Indonesia.
We are repairing and/or replacing all of the medical equipment in the 31 hospitals that are located in the province of Aceh. We've been working on that now for 2 years, and we'll continue to do that until it's complete. We also have begun community-based health care programs.
Fish says open evangelism was not acceptable in the region prior to the tsunami. However, that changed with IA's approach.
We start by demonstrating our love for Christ by loving the victims of the tsunami and building the relationships that are necessary so that we ultimately earn the right to share who we are in Christ.
Fish says ministry is in the relationship building. Instead of scaling down,
the work that we have done so far has led to another invitation where we're being asked to replicate our program in Banda Aceh and 16 other regions of the country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian Resources International just got word that a great crate is unpacked and ready for distribution in the Philippines. CRI's Fred Palmerton is working with Pastor Roberto Alparaki, who has an extensive ministry there. The 20-foot container was filled with tools for a seminary and the Mother Church.
It included library books and daily breads and hymnals and Sunday school and audio tapes, and it had a wonderful 3-octave set of bells that was going to one of the churches. We were able to ship some office furniture this time.
Palmerton explains the distribution could be tricky. They're concerned about the Philippines.
The radical Islam terrorist threat over there is very real and has been growing since 2002. We're just praying that this kind of shipment gets into the right places without drawing attention to those factions that would oppose it.
Meanwhile, last week we told you that the Sino people of Papua New Guinea would be hearing the complete gospel story by Christmas. On Tuesday, it happened. Following months of chronological Bible study, workers with New Tribes Mission shared Christ's death, burial, and resurrection to 220 people. They shared the story, left it to sink in, and then met one-on-one. Missionary Mike Cratch says he heard tear-jerking testimonies of faith in Christ. Pray that God will use the Sino to grow his church. And in Albania's male-oriented culture, women face various difficulties. Poverty, domestic violence, and family tragedies are just some of the problems. Many are receiving encouragement from Transworld Radio's Project Hannah ministry through Women of Hope broadcasts and prayer groups. Recently, TWR's Europe Albanian partner hosted a group of potential Project Hannah supporters from Norway. Pray that they'll begin supporting the work, and many will turn to Christ because of it. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on our broadcast today, or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end financial gift, call 1-800-995-4828. You can do so safely and securely online at missionnetworknews.org and receive a special gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.